Yes, indeedy. That's Racy. Some girls will. We'll come back to that at a later stage, because on the phone now I have Linda Murray from the Santry office of Pieta House. Good afternoon, Linda. You're welcome to the programme.
Hi, Donny. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
You're more than welcome. Linda, it's hard to believe it. We are talking again. A year has gone by. Darkness into light is almost with us again.
Again, yeah, exactly. About 15 more days to go. And it's on the 6th of May this year. And, you know, firstly, Donny, I'd like to say thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it, to get the word out. And secondly, to thank everybody that has done the walk over the past few years. We're so grateful. And for anyone that's going to be doing it this year, it's a great fundraiser for us. It keeps our doors open. It raises a lot of money for us, so we're able to open new centres and help a lot of people. So we're so grateful, and I just want to say thank you to everybody.
It really is a lifeline, Linda, isn't it, as such? If you'll pardon, the pun is probably not a very correct phrase to use when you're talking to somebody from Pieta House, but it really is. I mean, you couldn't function without it.
No. And it's, you know, it is the people, it's the donations, it's the people that give money. They do little fundraisers, they do big fundraisers, and it is what keeps our doors open.
And, you know, another thing, Linda, that I found very strange was a number of years ago, I don't know how long ago it is now, but I was looking to speak to Joan Freeman, and I was told that, sorry, Joan won't be available because she's in Boston organising a Darkness into Light walk in Boston. So it's gone worldwide, actually, Linda.
Oh, Joni, it's absolutely amazing. I mean, we started off in the park, the Phoenix Park, and now I think there's about 150 venues over like four continents. So the States, Australia, New Zealand, China, you know, Canada, everywhere, plus about 122 venues in Ireland and Northern Ireland itself. So it's absolutely, it's phenomenal.
It is, Linda.
It really is.
It is, honest to God. But I suppose the sad part about it, Linda, and, you know, it's something that we refer to every time we speak, is that there is such a need for it.
Oh, absolutely, you know. And, it's still quite a taboo subject. It's just important that it's just a great statement. It's okay not to be okay. And, you know, there is help out there. And it's just to get the word out. It's to lift the phone, because there is help out there. And we have great faith in our therapy, and it works. And, you know, it's just lift that phone. That's all people have to do. Yeah. It is quite hard, but just do it. You know, we are here to help, you know.
And
it doesn't look like anything's slowing down.
No, it certainly doesn't, Linda. It's something that I want to allude to in a moment. But, you know, I mean, there is without doubt, and it's a statement that I can make without fear of contradiction, there are an awful lot of people with us today and hopefully listening today who would not be with us or listening had it not been for Pieta House.
Oh, well, thanks for that, Donny. That's a lovely thing to say. But, I mean, hopefully more people, you know, will know that they will come, because there is help out there.
Now,
just some people just aren't aware.
I heard a figure the other day and it absolutely shocked me. We are coming very close, I think, Linda, to 500 people a year dying by their own hand, by suicide, by whatever phrase you want to use. And it's a point I made a number of years ago, again actually talking to Joan, that if there was 500 people a year dying on our roads, the amount of money that would be thrown at road safety campaigns, and I'm not denuding road safety for one second, because, you know, any death is tragic irrespective of how it happens. But if you had numbers of that ilk being killed on our roads, the amount of money being thrown at road safety campaigns would be astounding, and yet not happening when it comes to mental health issues.
Unfortunately, I mean, I think this is being brought to light, because I have heard that on the radio, I've heard it on the television from different people talking, and hopefully that gets the awareness out there that into the mental health services they need to kind of put more money into it, because it would help. It start off in the schools, even give the children, we're doing a resilience program in the schools at the minute, give the young people more resilience coping skills. Maybe they wouldn't have to attend services, you know, because they carry it through sometimes as well. And but you're right, I mean, it is great, because they are tragic, the deaths on the roads, but it's happening all the time, people completing suicide, and it shouldn't happen. It's awful, you know, because there is help out there.
You mentioned it there, Linda, about children in school, and it's something that I found absolutely astounding, that children as young as 4, 5 and 6 years of age may be stressed out and worrying. I mean, I find that impossible to comprehend, that a child of that age would actually be in a position where they would have to worry about anything.
Ah, they do, yeah. They're a little stress and kind of anxiety and things like that. And there's no coping. They can't express how they're feeling, and they can't, you know, it's very sad. But yeah, people from primary school, secondary school, any age, Donia, can happen to, you know. And sometimes it's kind of what's going on around them. There's a lot of issues in schools. They struggle a lot, kids, you know. But it's very sad to think that young people of that age, you know, have to attend services, you know. It's shocking.
It's absolutely ridiculous, if you'll pardon the pun, or pardon me saying it, Linda. I think it's, they should be really the best years of a child's life. They should be still exploring and getting to know their surroundings and the world around them, besides having to worry about...
Having fun and not having a care in the world. But society has changed so much now that that's not the case anymore. And it is shocking. It is, you know, it's scary, actually.
It absolutely is, because, it doesn't bode well for Pieta House or any of the other organisations, because it would seem to me that there's a ton of work coming down the road for you, Linda.
Yeah, and it, as I said earlier, it's not letting up, Donia, at all, you know. Even though there is more awareness out there, there is a lot more centres and different services that help people, but the numbers are just going up, yeah. Yeah.
It's absolutely. Do you think, Linda, that is not actually that the numbers are going up, that those numbers were always there, but that there's a kind of a more acceptance of it, and as you said so perfectly and eloquently earlier, that it's okay not to be okay, that there's more of a realisation of that, and that it may be leading to that those numbers maybe always have been there, but that now people are actually putting their hand up and saying, I need help, whereas they wouldn't have previously.
You could be right, Donia, you know. You're right. There was a taboo. People internalise everything, keep everything to themselves. They pretend everything's okay, and it's not. And the more, you know, people are aware that, no, it's okay, you know, I can lift that phone, I can get help to talk to someone. And the relief then when they do talk to somebody, you know, it's amazing. The transformation of people just by talking, it's really phenomenal, you know. And you know, even the knock-on effect with their families then as well. So it's really good. We do family support here too. So anyone that has a family member here can come in, and we call them their key support person. And it's really educating them on how to help the person as well. So we do kind of a whole family thing as well. And it's just, you're right. It's probably that, you know, people, oh, do you know, it's okay, that there's a phone number there up online, or there's a phone number on a billboard, I'll ring that. It's just to get the courage to actually do it, you know.
Very true.
But once they keep doing it, that's the main thing, Donia, you know.
Very, very true, Linda. And I suppose the other thing is maybe that when they do make that phone call, the realisation that they're not on their own, and they're not the only person as well, may be of huge benefit to them.
Now you said it, you know, even young people, they think they're the only person struggling in school or whatever, but, you know, other people are as well. Should they keep it to themselves, you know? But yeah, just to make that, or it's just great. And then to know you're not on your own, you know, not everyone, sometimes people look at other people and think, oh, their life is perfect or everything's right, and sometimes it's not, you know? Because people are great at hiding things and keeping things to themselves, you know.
And I think we as a people, as in the Irish, are exceptionally good at it. We have honours degrees in that type of a thing anyway.
Yeah. Brushing it under the carpet.
Yes, indeed.
In the room, whatever way you want to put it, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Linda, as I said, the darkness into light is almost upon us. So have you got details of how people can take part? Where it's going to be, how they can get to their nearest darkness into light walk.
So if they go on to pieta.ie, the darkness into light page is there. You can click on a button which says find your venue. So because there's like 122 all over Ireland and Northern Ireland this year, there's probably somewhere near them they can go to, or obviously the park as well, which is the main one. They can register online. and they can attend any of the venues. They can even go down and register on the morning, but it's great to register online. We've had T-shirt pickups from in different areas as well. All that information is on there, so you can go and register, go and collect your T-shirt so you have it ready. And all the info is actually on that webpage, so it's pieta.ie.
And Linda, for anybody listening this morning who may want to avail of the services in Santry, how do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, our number is 01883 1000. That's our office number. And then also, Donny, we have the helpline, which is open 24/7 all year, and that's 1850 247 247.
Linda,
and that's free.
And that is very important to point out to people that it is free.
Especially, yeah, with credit on phones and different things like that. Yeah.
Linda, as always, it's a pleasure talking to you. I always wrap up our chats by saying I wish to God I didn't have to talk to you, and I hope to God I never will again. But we all know, Linda, that as time passes, we will be talking again. Linda Murray, Pieta House in Santry, thank you so much for joining us, and I wish you well and everybody taking part in the darkness into light. It really is something which has mushroomed beyond belief. Linda, thanks a million.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Tony. Bye.
Bye-bye.